Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Phil Bauman, the music director of the Michigan City Messiah. And the Michigan City Messiah, well, first of all, welcome, Phil.
Hi, John. Good to be here.
It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
I take it that the Michigan City Messiah is something that happens around Christmas time.
Yes, it does. It would be one of those things. It would be great to give a performance around Easter where the oratorio was wanted to be presented. But yeah, it's an annual tradition in Michigan City. And it's something that's been going on now for 55 years, and I was honored to be asked to take it over from Dan McNabb, who took it to the 50-year mark and decided to retire from that activity. And he still sings in the choir, but yeah, it's an annual tradition in Michigan City. Involves a professional orchestra, professional soloists, and a volunteer chorus. So the chorus gets together first part of November. We've had a couple of rehearsals now and get geared up to refresh the people who've been there for year after year, but also new members come every year, so we have to get them on track to do the performance.
How large is the chorus?
The chorus is vacillates from year to year, but between 80 and 100 members in the choir, so it's a substantial entity.
So it's sort of like the old Chorus Angelorum that we had here in Lake County. They were originally from Whiting, and then they started to perform elsewhere. And they just performed the one big concert per year.
And that's going to change this year, thanks to a grant we received from the IAC. Mm-hmm. We're going to be expanding our program and doing a program in, we haven't selected the date yet, but it'll be either May or June, and doing a completely different set of works, but getting the choir to have other experiences rather than just this short window between November and December. Because they're very, very excited to do other things, so we're going to open up that window for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that's good. IAC, for our listeners, is Indiana Arts Commission.
Yeah, yes. we're excited. After 50 years, when the changing of the guard happened, we realized that we might want to go into different directions, so we went through that process of becoming incorporated, getting our own 501c3, and then in that process, we realized there were some other avenues open to us to make granting options, so that's what we did.
Yeah, great. Well, you're beefing it up.
Yes, definitely.
So you've been involved for just 5 years then?
That's correct. This is my fifth year, and we're really excited to have some outstanding soloists with us, a couple of whom I think you might know. Kim Jones is going to be our soprano soloist, and we have Kristen Gornstein, our mezzo-soprano. She's from Michigan City but lives in New York. Kim Jones lives in Chicago. Matt Daniel is from South Bend, and he's our tenor, and Bill McMurray is our baritone. So these are amazing artists who bring a great craft to the production.
And do you do the entire Messiah?
Almost. We do about 90-95%. We get it done in about 2 hours and 15 minutes with no intermission. So it's a nice trajectory from the beginning to the end. Where you get a real sense of the flow of the work in its entirety. We leave very little out. But it's a really good full version.
Okay. Well, do you do more than one performance?
Yes, this year we're going to be doing two open performances plus a dress rehearsal. So we should let our listeners know that the first concert is on Saturday, December 21st at 7 p.m., and the second concert is on Sunday, December 22nd at 3 p.m., and these all take place at the First Presbyterian Church in Michigan City. There's a website, mcmessiah.com, where they can get information and tickets. The tickets are free, but there's a limited amount of availability for seating, so we ask you to get a reserve your space for free, just so we make sure we don't
capacitize. How many people approximately does the church hold?
We'll hold about 450, 500 in there.
Wow.
So it's just a magnificent production. So I really encourage people to come to it, even if you've been to it before. It's a nice way to hit the holiday traditions.
I love the idea of these holiday performances being right before Christmas.
Yes.
So I mean, it really does make it because with the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra, we make it a little bit earlier in the month.
Sure.
So I'm so pleased that there are things that go right up to the holiday itself.
Right. This is the weekend right before Christmas. So it really does kind of cap off the celebration of the season for sure.
So you've become a nonprofit. The chorus is volunteer, I would assume.
Yes, they are. They are all volunteer. And we have professional soloists and a professional orchestra of about 24 musicians. So it's a wonderful size for a Baroque period work. And we've kind of brought it back down to that realm. It got a little romantic around the edges from – years on gone on by, and we've kind of stripped it down to the more original, I call it a revisioning of the work. More of a Baroque style and lots of ornamentation and flavor of that.
Well, fantastic. Well, I think that sounds like a great entertainment for the holiday time of year.
Well, I appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you about it.
Well, thanks for being here to tell us about it, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.